have been arrested. Some earlier chanted "England till I die" near the cenotaph. Politicians blame scuffles with police on the Home Secretary, who suggested officers are biased towards different demonstrations. Tens of thousands of people are waving flags and banners calling for a ceasefire in Gaza. Eunice Lunat is among them.
Consistently, every weekend, these demonstrations have taken place. The protesters have actually demonstrated British values of peaceful protesting in a democracy, exercising democracy. What we have is the Home Secretary. She's whipped up the frenzy.
Meanwhile, in Glasgow, a so-called die-in has been taking place. That's where protesters lie on the floor. Some are carrying placards reading "Gaza, stop the massacre." Mourners have been paying their respects at the funeral of Eliane Andam, who was stabbed to death in South London in September. The 15-year-old was killed while on her way to school in Croydon. Nigel Farage has told us he's taking formal legal action against NatWest over the debanking scandal. He's seeking millions of pounds in damages. Iceland has declared a state of emergency after thousands of tremors raised fears of a volcanic eruption. Authorities have shut the Blue Lagoon tourist attraction. In sport, Manchester United are taking on Luton in the Premier League this afternoon, live to Adam Drury at Old Trafford.
Man United 0, Luton 0, amidst chants about being sacked in the morning aimed at Erik ten Hag. The home side have been frustrated by some solid defending by the Hatters, and their only effort on target saw Hoyland denied brilliantly by Kaminski. Luton boss Rob Edwards will be happy with this side showing. If the scores stay as they are, Luton will have a valuable point and United could be looking for a new manager. Man United 0, Luton 0.
Arsenal are 1-0 up at home to Burnley. Tottenham lost 2-1 at Wolves earlier, and in the Scottish Premiership, Hibs have a 1-0 lead against Kilmarnock. That's the latest. I'm Anna Bates.
This is Phoenix FM.
Two minutes past four is the time. A very good afternoon if you just tuned in. You're listening to Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb. This is Phoenix Sport. Welcome into our two.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
It's been a mostly dry day across our area. Might be the odd shower here and there tonight, but they will soon die away, and then it will be a dry and clear night with temperatures quickly falling, leading to a widespread slight frost. Areas of fog or freezing fog will also develop overnight. Minimum temperature 2 degrees Celsius. Sunday will see frost and fog even clear through the morning as cloud arrives, with outbreaks of rain through the afternoon. This might be heavy at times. Maximum temperature tomorrow, slightly warmer than today, 10 degrees Celsius.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Got a half-time report on one of our featured matches this afternoon at New Lodge in the Thurlow on Division 1 South. Hutton are hosting Burnham Ramblers. Andy Gardner's over there watching that one for us.
Great half for Hutton.
Not sure where Andy's gone. I'll see if I can get that going again in just a moment. Let's have some music in the meantime. Luther Vandross, Never Too Much.
Love me, you are my shining star, my guiding light, my love that's a sea. There's not a minute, hour, day or night that I don't love you. You're at the top of my list cause I'm always thinking of you. I still remember in the days when I was scared to touch you, how I spent my day dreaming, planning how to say I love you. You must have known that I had feelings deep enough to swim in. That's when you opened up your heart and you told me to come in. Never too much. Woke up today, looked at your picture just to get me started. I called you up, but you weren't there, and I was broken hearted. Hung up the phone, can't be too late, the boss is so demanding. Open the door up and to my surprise there you were standing. Who needs to go to work to hustle for another dollar? I'd rather be with you cause you make my heart scream and holler. Love is a gamble and I'm so glad that I am winning. We've come a long way and yet this is only the beginning.
A bit of a technical hitch just now, trying to play Andy Gardner's halftime report on Hutton versus Burnham Ramblers in the third round, Division 1 South. Hopefully things will be okay this time. Over to you, Andy.
Great half for Hutton here at New Lodge at halftime. It is Hutton 3, Burnham Ramblers 0, with all the goals coming from defenders. And in fact, right back, Tom Stephen scored twice in 5 minutes early in the half. So a very good half for the home side. They went in front after 7 minutes when the right back, Stevens, found himself clear in goal. He still had a fair bit to do, but his shot went in off the inside of the post. That was the first goal of the afternoon. Burnham were nearly back on terms 2 minutes later when centre-back Elliot George met a free kick, but his header was tipped over by Jamie Grossart. That's as good as it's got for the visitors this afternoon, because just a few minutes after that, 12 minutes on the clock, we had a really good goal, the best goal of the afternoon. A delicious crossfield pass from Callum Ishmael, and an even better finish from Stevens again, with a header into the top corner. It's his second of the first quarter of an hour. Burnham did fight back, a couple of half chances, but pretty much Hutton domination. And they got the third just before the interval. The two strikers, Webster, combining, he put Johnson through on goal. He was brought down by Bungarudu, the goalkeeper, who was booked. He was also injured as well in the process. He did pick himself up. Another Hutton defender, the captain, James Gardner, slotted the penalty home. A good effort though from Bungarudu, but he couldn't keep it out. So three, a vital third just before the break, The game looks done to me, but you never know in football. Hutton sit fifth in the table, but the top five are split by 3 points only, so it's a big, very competitive league, and a good chance for Hutton to close the gap, though, because the top two are playing each other, Cannerswood and Dunmo.
Oh, Andy got cut off in his prime at the end there, but we got the gist of that. Great first half for Hutton. Going to be hearing from Lee Bailey quite soon, as well as down at Folkestone in Victor watching Benwicky Town for us. But I'm going to update you with some more scores. First of all, it was a few half times that came in late. Bradford City 1, Barrow 1. That's the first half time score at Valley Parade in League 2. Graham Alexander in charge of the Bantams for the first time this afternoon. Barrow took the lead, but Bradford then equalised. National League is Borough Wood, Neil Bromley won. That is also a half-time score. And also a late half-time score that came through. Wycombe Wanderers 0, Stevenage 1 in League 1. Jamie Reid scoring in the 14th minute of time added on to give Stevenage the lead. Not sure why that was. Hopefully there's not been a serious injury to anybody. Meanwhile, second halves have started elsewhere in League 2. Grimsby have turned things around against Morecambe, who took the lead in the second minute, but Danny Rose and Kieran Green have scored early in the second period for host Grimsby. Derby have doubled their lead against Barnsley, 2-0. Oh, Craig Forsyth on 48 minutes for the Rams in League 1. League 2, Tranmere have also doubled their lead. They're 2-0 up against struggling Forest Green. Christian Dennis on 47 minutes for Tranmere. And Heybridge Swifts are now 2-1 up against Felixstowe Walton in the Isthmian North. Jack Adlington, he scored a second for Swifts 3 minutes into the second half. And now it's Enfield Town 3, Canberra Island 0 in the Isthmian Premier League. Not a good afternoon at the moment, at least for the Gulls. Gateshead 4, Dorking Wanderers 0. That is the latest score in the National League. In the Premier League, meanwhile, there's just been another goal at Selhurst Park in a match between Crystal Palace and Everton. And it's gone to Everton, who I believe are now 2-1 in front. And it's Decore for Everton 4 minutes into the second half. It's turning into a nightmare afternoon for Leighton Orient at Brisbane Road. They are now 3-0 down, I believe, against Oxford United. Rodriguez has scored his second, and Oxford United's third. After he scored, he gave them a lead in the 32nd minute. Billy Bowden scored their second on 45. Meanwhile, it's a great afternoon so far for Millwall's new manager, Joey Edwards. They're 3-0 up at Sheffield Wednesday, thanks to a goal from Harding. Crawley 2, Accrington 1 in League 2, and it's Northampton 1, Burton 0 in League 1. There has been a goal back just now for Leighton Orient at home to Oxford United. That is an own goal by Stevens, I believe, but Oxford United still winning that one. People ain't calling, people ain't go. When the list changes and the colours they show, can you hold on the seasons, through the seasons? I hate that I hurt.
Cause if I start up all the things you were seeing, man, I don't wanna judge you. Oh, oh, oh. You see from my side when I'm blind. You're the one I'm calling when I need a lifeline. We might go round and round, but I won't back down. Oh, people let come and people let go. When the leaves change and the colors they show, can you hold on the seasons? Through the seasons, oh, through every high and through every low, a beautiful lie never gets old. Can you hold on the seasons? Through the seasons, oh, whatever.
That's coming song from 30 Seconds to Mars, Article Seasons. I can now bring you the halftime report from Folkestone in Victor versus Billericay Town. Here's Lee Bailey.
Just a nil, Billericay nil. And we've seen very few clear-cut chances in a tight game here in Kent. Blues, often slow starters in games, maintained that record as the home side moved into the ascendancy for the first 20 minutes. Midfielder Scott Hurd was at the centre of Folkestone's dominance, bamboozling the Blues with his free roll that saw him pop up on either side of the pitch. He had the first shot on 5 minutes that Wilkes got down to save. Matt Johnson, Billericay skipper, had to show his defensive skills as Folkestone sent a number of dangerous balls into the box. The Essex side did come to life midway through the half as Cerulli fired over from inside the box and Louis Ramsey spurned a golden chance heading over Stevenson's cross. As the half progressed, Blues looked more dangerous as winger Richard Asamoah created chances for Stevenson. The Billericay top scorer drew two saves from the goalkeeper but just couldn't break that deadlock. At half time, it's all square and anybody's game.
Thanks very much indeed, Lee. He'll be back with us after the full-time whistle. A few more things to tell you about in the football. It's been an equaliser at the Emirates in the Premier League. It's now Arsenal 1, Burnley 1. Josh Brownhill for the Clarets 9 minutes into the second half. In the game of the day in the National League, leaders Chesterfield 1, second place Barnet 0. Armando Dobra scoring for Paul Cook's side 4 minutes into the second half to give them the lead. Swindon 1, Stockport 1 in League 2. Stockport have equalised from the penalty spot through Will Collar 7 minutes into the second half. Scottish Premiership, it's now Dundee 3, St Mirren 0. And a nightmare afternoon for Brightley Sea Regent in the ESPN North. Down to 10 men, just to remind you. And they are now 4-0 down away to New Salamis. In the National League, it's now Wealdstone 1, Rochdale 2. Rochdale have gone in front in that one. Eastmere North, it's now Redbridge 0, Walthamstow 3. Adalberto Pinto just after the hour with his second and Stowe's third. There's been a goal at Old Trafford in the Premier League and it's gone to Manchester United. They've taken a lead against Luton Town. Just trying to find out who the scorer of that goal is. It's Lindelof just before the hour mark. And in the Championship, two more goals to tell you about. It's Ipswich 3, Swansea 1 now at Portman Road. And just trying to find out who scored that, actually. Yeah, they won a penalty 8 minutes into the second half, and it was converted by George Hurst. Watford 3, Rotherham 0. That is the other goal, which has just gone in the Championship. KMB 9 minutes into the second half for the Hornets, and they are firmly in the driving seat in that Championship fixture. And there's been another goal at Blundell Park in League 2, and it's gone to the host Grimsby Town. They're now 3-1 up against Morecambe. Burnley's they equalised a short time ago, but their joy was short lived as Arsenal are now back in front in that one. Saliba scoring for the Gunners in the 57th minute to put them back in front. Just taking a look at a couple of other things. Latest scores in rugby's English Premiership. It's Bristol 13, South 27, Leicester Tigers 22, Harley Quinns 17. Quinns were already at half-time. And in the United Rugby Championship, it's currently Benetton 20, Stormers 17. The cricket is over in the Men's World Cup in India, and England have won. Yes, England have won. They've beaten Pakistan by 93 runs. England batted first, just to remind you, finishing on 337-9, and Pakistan finished 244 all out. Desperately disappointing World Cup campaign for England, but at least they have ended it on a high. Well done to them.
98 FM. This is Phoenix 98 FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
With the colder weather almost here, it's time to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SEH VAC will not only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep you safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% off windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Visit SEHBAC.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
Could you give the precious gift of time? Our St. Francis Hospice charity shops urgently need more volunteers. By volunteering at our shops, you'll be helping us to make a real difference to local people that need our experienced care. You'll also gain new skills and make new friends along the way. Apply to volunteer in our shops today. Go to sfh.org.uk/volunteer.
Every Wednesday on Phoenix 98 FM at 7 p.m, it's the Orient Hour, bringing you the news, views and special guest interviews from the Breyer Group Stadium, Brisbane Road. Join us every Wednesday at 7 p.m. on Phoenix 98 FM for the Orient Hour.
Thank you.
That's coming from Joy Formidable. Share my heat. Time for a travel update with the time at 27 minutes past four.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Looking at the roads, first of all, still looking okay in Brentwood and Billericay. Some things further afield, though. A414, I think this is in the North Weald area. Epping Road is blocked in both directions currently, and there is queuing traffic due to an accident between Blake Hall Road and Bobbingworth Mill. Meanwhile, down in Hadley, there is slow-moving traffic on London Road, the A13, between Hadley Road and Rectory Road. That's in eastbound direction there. Harlow, there is some slow-moving traffic on London Road, the B1393, on the approach to the Hastingwood interchange. Epping High Street, still busy in both directions between Stonards Hill and Stasia Road. Still some slow traffic on the A12 London Bound between junctions 29 and 27. Still busy in Rayleigh on Crown Hill, going towards the High Street, and on Kane's Lane in Harlow and on Rayleigh Lane as well. And still some hotspots in Chelmsford. Slow-moving traffic on some of the approaches to the Army and Navy roundabout. Van Diemen's Road, Baddo Road and the Baddo Bypass all busy. Still slow-moving traffic on Victoria Road between Springfield Road and New Street. But there was some slow-moving traffic on Springfield Road between Springfield Green and Victoria Road. That is now moving okay, we believe. C2C trains looking okay. Just a reminder that on Greater Anglia, buses are replacing trains today between Witham and Ingatestone for the fast services and between Witham and Chelmsford for the stopper services. Trains continue to operate between Norwich, Ipswich, Clacton, Braintree and Witham, as well as between Chelmsford and Liverpool Street via Ingatestone. Meanwhile, on TfL, no problems on the Elizabeth line, and the tubes are pretty much looking okay as well. No reported problems on London Overground on our side of town anyway. I'll have another travel update around about 1 hour from now. Lots more goals have gone in the football since I last updated you, so let's run through those now. Southend United have got a goal behind away to Altrincham in the National League. Also in the National League, Wealdstone have equalised against Rochdale. It's now 2-2 at Grosvenor Vale. Red card in League 2 for Forest Green Rovers' Dominic Bernard, and they are still losing 2-0 in their match at Tranmere. Felixstowe Walton United have equalised at Heybridge Swifts for the penalty spot on 62 minutes. It's now 2-2 at Scraley Road. There's been a red card in League One as well. Lincoln's O'Connor dismissed in a match against Port Vale. Vale currently winning by a goal to nil. Derby 3, Barnsley 0 now in League One. James Collins with his second and the Rams third. In the top of the table clash in the National League, it is now Chesterfield 2, Barnet 0. Griggs on fire, as they say. Grigg has doubled the home side's lead on the hour mark. Swindon are now 2-1 up against Stockport in League 2. Jake Young just after the hour for them. Walden Tiptree have equalised at Bowers and Pitsy in ESPN North. George Smith on 69 minutes. Southern League Division 1 Central. Waltham Abbey are currently heading for their fifth match without defeat. They're 3-0 up against Ware. Benjamin Baker on 64 minutes. There's been another goal at the Len Salmon Stadium. It's just gone in. Walden Tiptree are now 2-1 up at Bowers and Pitsy. Terrell Egbury, the scorer, in the 70th minute. West Brom have equalised at Southampton in the Championship. Carl Bartley on 65 minutes for the Baggies. It's 1-1 there. AFC Wimbledon have doubled their lead against Doncaster in League 2. They're 2-0 up. Ali Alhamadi, who also scored their first in first half stoppage time, has added a second on 63 minutes. Miserable afternoon for Avely, away to fellow High Flyers Bath. Bath are now 3-0 up in that National League South game. It's just got better for Hornchurch, 4-0 up at Cheshunt, just to remind you, in the ESPN Premier League, and Cheshunt are down to 10 men. They've had Rose dismissed. And the Leighton Orient fight back is on at Brisbane Road. It's now Orient 2, Oxford United 3. Rule Soterio scoring the 0-2nd on 64 minutes. Wrexham 2, Gillingham 0 in League 2. Tozer with Wrexham second on 71 minutes. Hearts are now 2-0 up at Motherwell in the Scottish Premiership. Lawrence Shanklin with his and Hearts second on 71 minutes. There's been a red card at Scraley Road. Tyler Brampton of Haybridge Swifts has been sent off against Felixstowe Moreton United. It's still 2-2 there. Another goal at Kappershots in the Southern League Division 1 Central. It's Waltham Abbey 4, where Neil Sam Shaban after 70 minutes for Abbey. Scottish Premiership, it's a Johnstone at 1, Ross County 0, Graham Carey on 71. Brentwood Town have doubled their lead at Enfield in the ESPN North. Mickey McKenzie scoring the Blues second on 68 minutes. It's now Enfield 0, Brentwood 2. And finally, for now, in the National League, it's Gateshead 5, Dorking Wanderers 0. In the racing, the afternoon meetings have now finished. I'm going to run through the remaining results. Last race at Aintree, the 350. First was number 7, Rochevelle, priced at 15-2. Second was number 3, I Wish You, priced at 10-1. Third was number 1, Clap of Thunder, Evans' favourite. There were a total of 8 runners in that race. The 3.55 at Kelso, the last race there. First was number 9, Union Avenue, 2-1 favourite. Second was number 4, Heart Above, priced at 5-1. Third was number 6, Malikash, priced at 8-1. Total of 13 runners in that one. 4 o'clock, last race at Down Royal. First was number 1, Big D, 15-2. Second was number 3, Cleatus, Paul Owl, the 4-5 favourite. And third was number 8, Paid a Tab, priced at 25-1, 11 runners there. And finally, last race of the afternoon at Wincanton, 4-10. That was won by number 1, Horace's Pearl, 7-2 favourite. Second was number 9, Roman Roy, priced at 11-2. And third was number 17, Marooned, priced at 50-1, 17 rand. So that's the afternoon's races. There is an evening meeting, as I mentioned earlier, up at Great Lees, Chelmsford City Racecourse. There are races starting at 5 o'clock. I'll bring you the results from the first couple of those. Just getting back to the football, because there's even more goals to tell you about. It's now Sheffield Wednesday 0, Millwall 4. Great start for the new Lions boss, Joe Edwards. Sheffield Wednesday still in big, big trouble at the foot of the table. Brooke Norton Cuffey has got the Lions 4th on 72 minutes. Tranmere 3, Forest Green 0. Robert Apton 71 for Tranmere. Forest Green down to 10 men, just to remind you. Oxford City 2, Woking 1. Now in the National League, Woking have pulled a goal back in that game. Charlton have equalised at leaders Portsmouth in League 1. It's one apiece there. Stockport have equalised at Swindon to make it 2-2. Carlton after 69 minutes for Stockport. Oldham have equalised against Eastleigh in the National League. Eastleigh had led since their 26-minute penalty. So that brings us up to date on the football goals. All over in rugby's English Premiership, in the match between Bristol and Sale. It is now, the final score, I should say. Bristol 13, Sale 27. So Sale returned to the top of the table after that win at the expense of Bath. Let's go back to the 80s now with 5 Star. Can't wait another minute. 20 minutes to 5, you're listening to Brentwood of Billy Keys, Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb, and this show is Phoenix Sport. As we approach full-time in the 3 o'clock kickoffs in the football, there are more goals to tell you about. There's been another goal at the Emirates in the Premier League. It's Arsenal 3, Burnley 1. Now, Oleksandr Zinchenko scoring a third for the Gunners, 16 minutes from time. And there's been another goal at Selhurst Park, Crystal Palace 2, Everton 2. Odson Edouard with an equaliser for the Eagles, 16 minutes from time. Astonishing game at Swindon for the second Saturday in a row, actually. They were involved in that Bulls FA Cup tie last week against Aldershot Town, who beat them 7-4. And they're behind this afternoon now as well. Stockport winning 3-2. They're Odin Bailey in the 73rd minute, scoring Stockport's third. League One, it's Northampton 2, Burton 0. Sam Hoskins, 12 minutes from time for the Cobblers. Motherwell have pulled a goal back against Hearts in the Scottish Premiership. They won a penalty on 77 minutes, converted by Blair Spittle, but the Hearts are still winning 2-1. And it's now Cheshire 0, Hornchurch 5 in the Isthmian Premier League. The Urchins really are looking unstoppable, aren't they? Femi Akinwande with their fifth goal in the 74th minute. Portsmouth now 2-1 up against Charlton in League One. Pompey, just to remind you, were unbeaten in the league. Colby Bishop with a penalty in the 74th minute has given them a 2-1 lead. Chelmsford City 1, Chippenham Town 2 in the National League South at Melbourne Park. So Chippenham taking a late second half lead. Real bogey side for the Clarets, aren't they? Isthmian North, it's now Haberswift 2, Felixstowe Moreton United 3. Felixstowe scoring a third 12 minutes from time. League 1, it's Bolton 1, Blackpool 0. George Thomason for Bolton on 74 minutes. In the Championship, Southampton back in front against West Bromwich Albion. And Adam Armstrong has scored for the Saints 11 minutes from time. A red card in the match in League 2 between AFC Wimbledon and Doncaster. Wimbledon's Hussein Bilal dismissed, but they're still winning 2-0. In the top of the table clash in the National League, Chesterfield, they are looking pretty unstoppable. They're now 3-0 up against Barnet. It's now New Salamis 4, Brightlingsea Regent 2. Brightlingsea not throwing in the towel in that Isthmian North game. Charles Brown Bampo scoring their second 11 minutes from time. Braintree Town's recent excellent run of form, which has seen them climb to ninth place in the National League South, looks like it's going to be halted this afternoon, at least at the moment, because Eastbourne now winning by 3-1. A red card for Accrington Stanley's Brad Hills at Crawley in League 2. And Crawley are now winning 3-1. They were awarded a penalty 14 minutes from time, converted by Danilo Orsi Dadomo. Is second and Crawley's third. Colchester United have taken a late lead at the Community Stadium against Sutton United. Arthur Reid, 10 minutes from time for the Ewes. There's been a red card just up the road from there at Portman Road in the game between Ipswich and Swansea. Liam Callum of Swansea has been sent off in the second half there. Tractor Boys still winning by 3-1. Maldon Tiptree are now 3-1 up at Bowes and Pitsea in the Isthmian North. Harry Phillips on 86 minutes. And this could make things interesting at the top of the Championship, because leaders Leicester have fallen behind at Middlesbrough for 7 minutes from time. And Sam Greenwood is the scorer of Middlesbrough's goal in the 83rd minute. Just to bring you up to date on the rugby in the United Rugby Championship. It's all over in the match between Benetton and Stormers. The score there is now Benetton 20, Stormers 17.
98 FM. This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Welcome to award-winning care and luxurious living at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. We offer residential, nursing and dementia care delivered by highly trained and dedicated staff with spacious accommodation, light and airy apartments, expansive communal areas and gardens that allow residents to retain their independence in style. Join us for a look round and discover what life is like at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. Visit our website to find out more. Search for Avery Healthcare.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Ken. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privet. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Cricket, lovely cricket. If you like your cricket, then don't miss 98 Not Out every Thursday between 6 and 7 right here on Phoenix FM with me, Darren Mutu. I'll be bringing you all the latest news locally, nationally and internationally from around the world of cricket. There'll be some guests, a bit of chat and some music too, so don't miss it every Thursday, 6 till 7 on Phoenix FM.
Thanks, Darren. A few more goals to tell you about in the football. It's now Bowers and Pitsy 2, Maldon Tiptree 3. Bowers won a penalty 2 minutes from time. Beb Williamson converted it. Bradford City 1, Barrow 2. Valley Parade, Raider scorer for Barrow, 13 minutes from time. So at the moment, Bradford's new boss, Graham Alexander, heading for defeat in his first match in charge there. Scottish Premiership, meanwhile, it's Dundee 4, St Mirren 0. Zach Robinson, 5 minutes from time for the home side. Arsenal's Fabio Vieira has been sent off in the second half of their Premier League game against Burnley, but the Gunners are still winning by 3-1. Redbridge 1, Walthamstow 3. Now in ESPN North, Redbridge's Oscar Shelvey-Negus has pulled a goal back in the closing stages of that game. And also pulling a goal back, Morecambe at Grimsby. They have scored a second, but Grimsby are still winning that match by 3-2. Bit of classic two-tone while we wait for some more scores to come in. Selector on my radio.
I can see it, darling.
9 minutes to 5 is the time, and it looks like heartbreak for Billericay Town, who have been going so well with the ESPN Premier League in our featured, one of our featured matches this afternoon at Folkestone Invicta. Folkestone have taken a last minute lead in that game. Redbridge face staging a late comeback against Walthamstow in the ESPN North. They have scored a second through Lewis Clark in the final moments of that game. But Walthamstow clinging on to a 3-2 lead. And Norwich City have turned things around at Cardiff. They may well have saved their manager David Wayne's job, frankly. They are now winning 3-2 in that game. Ryan Winsell of Cardiff scored an own goal 8 minutes from time, and 6 minutes from time, Adam Idar scored a third for the Canaries. Meanwhile, Plymouth have pulled a goal back in the championship at Leeds. Ben Wayne on 84 minutes, but Leeds are still winning by 2-1. And it could be a massive win for Everton at Crystal Palace in the Premier League. I understand they have gone 3-2 up at Selhurst Park. Just trying to find out who the goal scorer is. It's Gueye with a late third for Everton. Red card for Bristol Rovers' Tristan Cramer at Carlisle in League One, but Bristol Rovers still winning 1-0 in that one. And Hornchurch absolutely unstoppable this afternoon and so far this season. They're now 6-0 up at Cheshire in the ESPN Premier League. Femi Akinwande scoring his second, and the Urchins 6, 4 minutes from time. League Two, meanwhile, Harrogate have taken a late lead at Walsall. George Thompson, 6 minutes from time. National League, Bournemouth have equalised against Bromley. Enrico Sousa, 10 minutes from time. It's now 1-1 in that game. Also in the National League, bad day at the office for Dorking Wanderers. They're now 6-0 down at Gateshead. Regan Booty scoring a 6 for the Heed, 2 minutes from time. Championship, it's now Watford 4, Rotherham 0. Tom Ince for the Hornets, 4 minutes from time. And Chesterfield heading for a comprehensive victory and staying top of the table in the National League. They're now 4-0 up against Barnet, second at the start of play. Also in the National League, Hartlepool have gone in front late on against Ebbsfleet. They are now winning by 2-1. The final whistle has gone in the ESPN North game at the Len Salmon Stadium, where it's finished Bowers and Pitsy 2, Maldon and Tiptree 3. Southend United are heading for defeat at Altrincham in the National League. The home side have scored a late second. Ware have scored at Waltham Abbey in the Southern League Division 1 Central. Last minute goal from Dalson, but Abbey are going to be taking all 3 points there. They are still winning by 4-1. Full time whistle has gone to Oakside in the ESPN North, where it's finished Redbridge 2, Walthamstow 3. League 2 is now Swindon 2, Stockport 4. Callum Camps for Stockport, a minute from time. Looks like they're going to be taking all 3 points. Another game in League 2 has finished at the Racecourse Ground. It's finished Wrexham 2, Gillingham 0. National League, Oxford City 3, Woking 1. Oxford City heading for a vital win for them, and might actually pull them out of the relegation zone. It's all over for Billericay Town of Folkestone Invicta. The home side have beaten them by 1-0. No other full times. Oh no, there's just a load some more actually, so I'll carry on with those. Fleetwood 3, Exeter 0. That is a full time in League 1. Lincoln have scored a late equaliser against Port Vale, also in League 1, despite being down to 10 men following the dismissal of O'Connor. That match still going on. Shrewsbury have equalised late on against Reading, who were winning 2-0 for a time in the first half, but looks like struggling. Reading might have to settle for a point there. All square in League 2 at Rodney Parade, where it's finished Newport 0, MK Dons 0. Good win for Dundee in the Scottish Premiership this afternoon. They have beaten St Mirren by 4-0. Elvis Costello now, and the Attractions, Pump It Up. Hashtag United now 2-0 up at Horsham in the Isthmian Premier. Going to finish running through the football four times after news because we've got to go to that soon, but I'll cram as many as I can in the meantime. It needs to be in Premier League. Canvey Island have lost 3-0 at Enfield Town. Championship leaders Leicester have lost 1-0 at Middlesbrough. Also in the Championship, goal this between QPR and Bristol City. These are all full-time scores. Sheffield Wednesday 0, Millwall 4. Great start for the Lions' new boss, Joe Edwards. And in the Scottish Premiership, it's finished Motherwell 1, Hearts 2. It's 5 o'clock.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.